We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know how we do it on a 5 o'clock on a Friday. Funky Buddha happy hour. This is not a warning. This is not a warning. It is not Morse code. This is our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour song for a Friday, especially. Although I think it's ending right here, so we're fine. We can get back into what we were doing.
Yeah.
What? Here we go. There we go. It's a Canes thing, and you just wouldn't understand. This is Friday. Tomorrow night cannot get here fast enough. We're going to play this song for the next 26 hours until it's kickoff tomorrow night. We are playing this song for the next 26 hours, and then we'll all watch the game and listen to the game.
And we can.
Although it sounds like it's ending, so I have something planned for... What? Hey, let's go! Let's do it! Throw up the U! Throw up the U! Keep both hands on the wheel, though. But throw up the U! Happy birthday, Lil Yachty! What? This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Finally ending here. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. What? There's more! This song is like running up the score on the Gators. You think it's done? And then Jaren Williams to Jeff Thomas. Boom! Everybody yells out, there's more! This is Friday right now.
Can't wait for Monday, man.
I hope that we can play this song on a loop Monday, because if we can, it means the Hurricanes won. Let me get to headlines quickly. We do have a lot of stuff planned this hour. Let me get to headlines quickly with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tomorrow at 7, kickoff from Camping World Stadium in Orlando. UM will play the 8th-ranked University of Florida. The game will be on ESPN.
All right.
The Dolphins beat the Jaguars 22-17 last night in the dress rehearsal preseason game numero tres. They'll play their final preseason game next Thursday in New Orleans.
All right. What else you got, Solana?
The Marlins begin a 3-game series versus the Phillies tonight. They'll look to end that losing skid they're on after getting swept by Atlanta. First pitch is set for 7:10 from Marlins Park. And finally, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the guy who's in charge of our nuclear weapons here in the country, fell for that Instagram privacy hoax, Hawk, that you tweeted out against.
Yeah, I did not like the people that were tweeting out, you know, this is the last day before you have to alert Facebook or Instagram that they don't own your photos. And I'm like, you know, I said, if you tweeted that or Facebooked it or Instagrammed it, you're probably the person that puts your hazard lights on when it's raining. So Rick Perry, he tweeted that out, or he Facebooked it and got
duped by the oldest scam in social media, because they've been doing this since MySpace.
I don't understand the point of that scam, though, because, right, it's not like a Trojan horse. It's not like a virus or anything. It's just, what, to make you look stupid?
Right, like every couple of years it goes around. It's the same thing as, like, retweet this or you're going to die tomorrow.
I always like the thing on Facebook where somebody starts posting, oh, my God, Gene Wilder died. I loved him in Willy Wonka. And then everyone's like, he died 6 years ago. Like, but celebrity deaths, like, they all of a sudden gain new momentum. All right. Anything else? You got weather there, Solana?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it's mostly cloudy, 84 degrees currently. Tonight's low will be 78 degrees. Feels like 94 degrees outside, 0 inches of precipitation, 10-mile visibility range, 4 on the UV index, and the air quality is good. So keep those breaths coming, Sofla.
So, so many things I can pick apart there. 0 inches, though, of precipitation?
0 inches.
Okay. Or just no rain?
It's only 0 inches of precipitation.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Is there a sponsor for weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Somebody texts in, dude driving in front of me was throwing up the U through his sunroof. That is great. Somebody else texts in, wasn't Lil Yachty's birthday yesterday? I don't know. It's on the show sheet. Solana could have gotten it wrong. Or maybe Lil Yachty has two birthdays. He's got everything. He's a very wealthy kid. How old is he?
22.
22 years old. Happy birthday, Lil Yachty. All right. Lil Vic Bermudez. Victor Bermudez, the executive producer of the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. So we've played several times this week one of his hype montages, for lack of a better term. But the broadcast starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock on our sister station, 560 The Joe. And Victor has put together many different pieces of audio for the broadcast. This is one that we have not played yet. And, you know, I know Victor wants to debut a lot of this stuff tomorrow during the broadcast, but I told him, I said, I got to get listeners hype. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. The simulcast is rolling doo-doo, and people want to hear what he's created. The other montage has just been, you know, received with such plaudits from text and Twitter. So here is a montage we have not yet played. You will hear this tomorrow during the Hurricanes Gators broadcast. Victor Bermudez is the executive producer. This, you know, if you're throwing the U up through your sunroof, you're going to crank the radio wherever you're listening right now, radio.com, online, in your car, on the HD signal, wherever you are, Canes fans. This is something you got to picture yourself. It's tomorrow. Canes and Gators are kicking off at 7 o'clock. And here's what you're going to hear on the radio.
Football isn't just what we do here.
Hurricanes are climbing up the charts. They could be inside the top four. They're going to play for the ACC championship, and they are going to be right in the middle of this college football playoff.
It's what we are.
There is jubilation in Miami. It's a perfect night in paradise. The Hurricanes stay undefeated.
The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra.
Gators trying to get the lead. The snap is down. The kick is blocked by Miami. The ball is loose and it's picked up by Devin Hester.
Come on, baby.
Far sideline at the 40, at midfield. He might go all the way. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. 5, touchdown.
It's got nothing to do with tackles. It's got everything to do with effort.
High shotgun snap. Francois sets up a screen. Intercepted by Miami. Here's Mike Pickley. He's got it. He falls down at the 18-yard line. Francois intercepted by Mike Pickley.
Respect is earned. Respect is never given.
The turnover team, the Miami defense, and how they swarm, and how they run, and how great they are. And yeah, I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of it. You go out tonight, and you show the world what this fucking group is all about. You hear me? They can have the chain, we get in the fucking ring.
Please. Looking to his right.
Got it. Bye now.
He's going to go all the way. He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Mandy takes it all the way home. It's a touchdown. 66 yards. They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six. Give him the turnover chain.
It's better to be respected than liked. To hell with being liked.
He's going to be penalized for celebrating. It's a touchdown of 79 yards. How about that?
Just what the doctor ordered. A touchdown off special teams by Hurricane Devin Hester.
Confidence is what swagger is, and we invented it.
Irvin, yes, 50-45, down to the 30, the 20, he scores! Michael Irvin, the playmaker, 73 yards.
It's a Canes thing you wouldn't understand.
Born and raised in the county of D.
That stuff that he makes is so freaking good. Get the chills listening to that, man. That warning alarm comes on. Right now, the line for the Canes Gators game is, let me see, still 7. Miami Hurricanes are 7-point underdogs to the Florida Gators. We're going to play one more thing for you before we get to Chris Fowler in this hour. Chris Fowler will be on the call for ESPN tomorrow night. So we've talked about it. We've had so many guests on this week talking about the Miami Hurricanes and what it means to be a Cane. Jarrett Payton, a lot of people don't know. Jarrett Payton, you know, Walter Payton's son, but he played on the Hurricanes. He was on that 03 Hurricanes team that Brock Berlin led the comeback on against Crowder. Jarrett Payton played running back for the Hurricanes. He was playing behind Frank Gore, hard to get a lot of carries. Although he was the Orange Bowl MVP the next year in 2004. So here is a little bit of what you heard from Jarrett Payton this week on this show.
I got a good feeling because when you come in as the underdog, the pressure is not really on you as much as it is on the team that's ranked and the team that everybody's expecting to win. So it gives you an opportunity to play a little bit more loose. And Crowder, you know how it is, man, when you're expected to win and you got everything underneath your belt, you play a little tight here and there. So I'm looking forward for them Canes to come out and just really be calm, cool, collective, and got nothing to lose. Go out and make plays, man. Like, this right here is – this could be that stepping stone, that one thing that Manny needs to be able to kind of kick this thing off on the right note. And what a way it would be to be able to beat Florida. So, Crowder, I hope you're not mad at me, Doug, but y'all boys is going down, homie. That's just the way it is.
That's what we like to hear, Jarrett.
Got another one.
We had Michael Irvin on. He told him the same thing. We had Gino Toretta on. He told him the same thing. We had Brock Berlin on. He told him the same thing. Twan Russell, same thing.
Listen, man, like, we just – everybody here asked the same question. What's going on with the U? Bro, we got to figure it out. And I'm hoping that Manny's that dude to be able to do that. And let's just call it what it is, man. The reason why I went to the U is because there's a dude named Tom Lemon that had a book with all the top players in the country. And that was the only way you could find it out. And I remember going through that book and looking at all the top kids from South Florida and where they all committed to. It was Miami. They didn't go anywhere else. They weren't going to Alabama. They weren't going to the SEC schools. They were staying at home. Like, getting back to that culture and those roots, man, if you can pick, I'll take every player from South Florida, man, and I'll roll with them because I know what they're about. And being by those guys, I know what they're all about, and football is life. And so trying to get back to that pipeline and keeping that pipeline in South Florida, I think that right there gives them an opportunity too as well. And having those connections with South Florida, I mean, that's where I feel like the disconnect happened over time. Like, once Butch left, man, that connection was gone to South Florida. And I don't know how it happened, and I don't know how it's going to be repaired, but it needs to be repaired. And if it does, people are going to be talking about this program in a totally different way, and hopefully back to those days where we were talking about being so dominant because, that's where the best players come from. And that's what everybody that talks to me from Chicago wants to know. What was it like playing down in Miami? I was like, dude, I was playing with some of the best players, not just in college football. They ended up becoming stars in the NFL as well. So we can get back to that, get back to the roots. I think everything will take care of itself.
Jarrett Payton speaking the gospel.
Oh,
there is a bead of sweat rolling down Crowder's forehead. He's calling for a towel.
There's no thermostat in here.
There may be a little drip of urine on the floor. We're going to have to check it out. I mean, Jarrett Payton is still talking the talk all these years later.
Hold up. Let me just tell you this, because I'm at Halas Hall right now, and I'm covering the Bears, and I'm looking up right now at a picture of my dad and Papa Bear Halas. And September 3rd, they were putting a statue of my dad outside of Soldier Field, which is going to be amazing. It's 12 feet, over 3,000 pounds. We're looking forward to that. On game day, I'll be in Indy covering the game for the Bears, but I'm going to be posting a picture on Twitter of my dad back in the 80s rocking some U gear that nobody's ever seen before. It is the coolest thing, with his Jerry curl dripping, looking fresh. And it just showed me at that moment that, listen, I knew I was supposed to be going to the U. I was playing soccer back then, but I knew, like, there's been certain moments. So I have this moment I'm going to post on Twitter at Payton Sun, PaytonSun on Saturday, that I think people are going to get a kick out of, man. It's so crazy.
That's Jarrett Payton. He was on with us this week, right?
Yeah, Tuesday.
This week. All right, Jarrett Payton, just loved all the stories that we got this week. Chris Fowler is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Fowler will be on the call from ESPN, and we will talk with him. We were supposed to talk with him yesterday or the day before, but Chris Fowler is going to join us in the next segment. I want to talk about the Cheetah. Always a lot going on at the Cheetah. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, August 28th. This coming Wednesday, you could celebrate at Cheetah. It's their once upon a time anniversary party. Enjoy a complimentary buffet day and night. Open bar 8 till 9 p.m. Bar tab giveaways, platinum VIP card giveaways, drink specials, and more. August 28th, Cheetah Hallandale. Football's back. Enjoy preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra-high-tech sports lounge. Watch the games live and in full sound while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Complimentary gourmet lunch till 3, happy hour specials till 6 p.m. daily. And then I remind you all the time, why have lunch anywhere other than Cheetah Hallandale? You make it your free lunch hotspot. You don't need to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day at Cheetah Hallandale, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. In the biz guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. And if you want details, you can check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. Chris Fowler from ESPN joins us next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza on a Friday night before Canes and Gators.
Woo!
My Hurricanes against Channing Crowder's Florida Gators.
Say my name lower than yours.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Chris Fowler will be on the call Saturday night, tomorrow night, in Orlando. And 7 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. I have tormented Channing Crowder all week. The past few weeks, really.
Yes.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker. He was the first guest that we had when we moved into these new studios.
It was a month ago.
Gino Toretta, Jarrett Payton, Tuan Russell, Manny Diaz, Mark Richt, numerous others. Now, luckily for Crowder, I'm guessing that Chris Fowler won't talk smack to you. He can actually speak on the X's nose.
Chris Fowler has no side and no emotion behind it, so I think he's just going to talk
okay,
honestly.
So you can finally relax a little for the first time in a couple of weeks. Chris Fowler is there. Hello, Chris.
Be careful that Channing doesn't have, like, a season's worth of payback to you. I mean, you seem pretty confident in the Canes. Hello, fellas. First of all, apologies for missing the other day. I know you beat up your producer. It was totally my fault. One of those Miami Beach things. The city inspector flunked the install of our new hurricane-proof windows. So They were ripping out windows. It was a violent enterprise that was going on that needed my full attention. So I did not mean to miss my slot, but I hope I can make it up for it today.
We absolutely forgive you, and I hope that I hope the forgiving mood will extend to next week when Crowder needs to forgive me for smack talking the Hurricanes,
okay.
Because I believe that the Hurricanes will shock the world. But you know, I mean, obviously, you
do you really? Do you, I mean, are you just?
I mean, I went there.
I don't know.
From,
I don't know your groove well right. enough to know if you're just an emotional fan or if you're just lining up your partner. Or if you have that belief,
there's several things at play. I'm an emotional fan. I went to UM from 87 to 91. And so it was just such a great era of football. I don't like Channing Crowder. I hate working with him for the last 5-6 years. And so anytime I can get under his skin, I will do so. And I can dance verbal circles around him at all times. So I take advantage of
it. You could talk
him.
About the Peach Bowl. You can't. I think you can say less about this matchup and you could go back to the Peach Bowl against the Canes.
Well, I didn't have to go back.
I believe was how you went out. I hate to bring up a bad memory. That was your finale with the Gators, was it not?
Yes, sir. I was in that game, and I remember Devin Hester running past me, and all I heard was a whistle. And I said, what was that just passed me? And it was Hester.
Well, we didn't go back further than 2003 when Channing Crowder's defense was out there on the field against Brock Berlin and the Hurricanes, and Brock Ooh. Berlin orchestrated a comeback. In fact, Brock Berlin came on with us last week and just toyed with Crowder, really for the second time in his career, just toyed with Crowder. So, yeah, he's been reeling.
Well, I'll say, I was in Gainesville yesterday. I visited both teams each of the last 2 days. So I was in Gainesville yesterday, and the Gators are definitely filled with belief. I mean, they believe wholeheartedly, not just these little snippets, not the clickbait stuff you see. They really believe that their foundation, coming from the SEC, they see – much higher caliber teams in Miami week in, week out. They are not terribly worried about this game, I'll be honest with you. I sense some confidence from the Canes too, but the Gators, based on where they finished last season, based on the hype coming in, they're feeling good about themselves. I'll say that.
Chris Fowler is with us. He'll be on the call tomorrow night on ESPN. Florida is a touchdown favorite. We've talked about it. And they've got a known commodity in their quarterback, right? You know what to expect from Felipe Franks. And Miami will trot out Jaren Williams for the first time, which is, I mean, that's the big wild card, I guess, for everyone watching. So what do you know of Jaren Williams?
Oh, he's improved a lot. When I was there in the spring, I wasn't watching his reps that closely. I think the perception was he was the real dark horse, the third guy in the race. I was actually impressed by Perry in the spring. But then I come back in fall camp and I see that Williams really has worked on his physique, leaned out. I thought he kind of looked, can I say, dumpy when he first arrived. He didn't look like an elite quarterback. I think he would admit that. Now he does. His poise, his calm. I think he's grown up a lot. Now, I think it's a long play that Manny Diaz and Danny Ness are making. I don't think they expect him to set the house on fire here Saturday night against a defense that salty. But I do think they will not have a quick hook. They're going to let him develop. They're making the choice based on what they think is the best for the overall season, because it is a risk. As you guys know, you could go with Perry. He's been under fire at least. He's had his ups and downs, but he's not completely getting baptized like Williams is. So they must feel like there's a good reason. And I think it's about the whole year, not this game.
And Chris, what about Franks? Because I wasn't a huge fan of McElwain. I think they gave him the job with that Colorado State background.
You weren't, huh? How could that be? How could you not be a huge fan of McElwain?
Listen, Chris, this man here runs me hot. I was getting recruited by Spurrier. Now McElwain sitting there with that goofy stuff in the pregame. He got to me.
I saw the head ball coach yesterday. I had a great time hanging out with Spurrier yesterday, just so you know, Channing. But anyway, go ahead and ask your question. I didn't interrupt.
It's so cool that he has an office that says head ball coach on it, but he doesn't coach any football. I wish I'm Spurrier.
Yeah, it just says HBC. It's beautiful.
And it's awesome. Do you believe in Franks? Have you personally seen him change with Dan Mullen? We know what he does with quarterbacks. We've seen his, you know, with Tebow and when he left Florida coming back. Like, did you see the transformation once Mullen got his hands on Franks?
Absolutely. But I saw it not from the beginning of the season. I saw it at the end of the season. I think that watching some tape, we don't cover the SEC package. I don't really call Florida games, so I had to back up and dive in a little deeper to them. And you see the development. You see the South Carolina game where he comes off the bench after a horrendous game at Missouri, scores a touchdown, shushes the home fans. I think he's grown up, Channing. You've been around quarterbacks at the elite level. I don't think Felipe has a natural, innate QB swagger like a lot of guys do, which is a little weird because he's 6'6", 240, and can throw it through a wall. He's got the physical tools. Usually you get a moxie and a natural confidence that comes with that. He's had to develop that. He's had to learn to tune out the static. Who gives a crap what's being said on Twitter and Insta after the game? He's deleted those apps from his phone. It's a smart thing. He's got to tune it out and play ball. When he does, he's very, very capable. And it's not just him. I think it's what's around him in terms of playmakers. I mean, the Gators will roll out dudes that are going to give the Canes some headaches to cover. I mean, you know about their known commodities. You know Van Jefferson. You know Josh Hammond, Freddie Swain, Kadarius Toney. The top seven pass catchers are all back. They're all fast. And they're a handful. So if he can just get a little protection, because his O-line ain't going to do well against Miami's front. I really don't think they're going to block him up all day. I think they're going to have to hit some three-run homers. And the Canes are well aware of being on the lookout for the deep ball. But you know what? You say known commodity. I still want to see more. I want to see him build on how he finished last year. He certainly got the tools. He's a smart kid. He's got a humility about learning. I like you know, what the vibe that he gives off when you talk to him one-on-one. I just don't know if he's a finished product yet. I think he's still got a ways to go. Miami defense can make you look bad. And if he goes out there with the pressure of, hey, we're the Gators, we're a contender, I'm going to have a great year. You know, he's got to handle that. And I'm not saying he's not capable. I think he's more than. But, and Mullen, you're right about that. He's worth points on Saturday calling plays and being a quarterback whisperer, and of course he's had a huge effect on Franks.
Chris Fowler is with us. He'll be on the call tomorrow night in Orlando, ESPN, Canes and Gators. You've done a million games, Chris. True or untrue, sometimes the team with no pressure, which is the unranked team, Miami, plays a better, more relaxed game than a top-10 favorite.
Of course. I mean, I don't know if you consider this in some ways like a bowl game. It's that kind of matchup. It's a lot of buildup, a lot of practice, a lot of hype about it. And I think sometimes in bowl games, the hungrier team wins. Now, typically, an opener, both teams get everything to play for. Here's what I would say, and I think your switchboard is going to blow up, and Canes or Gator fans are going to have an overreaction to what happens tomorrow night. And I'm not here to, like, puncture the hype in the game. That's the last thing I'm supposed to be doing. But I do think that people are going to get too caught up in what it means. Listen, if the Canes get thumped, it doesn't mean it's going to be a terrible year. It doesn't mean Jaren Williams is a bad choice. It doesn't mean Manny Diaz can't coach. If the Canes pull the win, doesn't mean they're going to the playoff. Doesn't mean Florida's garbage. You know, it's – I think that there's more at stake for Florida. Therefore, there's more pressure. Miami is still, I think, more in the building process. But you know fans down there and everywhere are going to overreact. It's just a little cautionary. You know, it doesn't matter what I say. People are going to have their opinion after the game. But, you know, my hope is always the same thing, that's close and goes down to the wire. And you know, the people put on a good show because the whole nation's watching these players, all of the teams, nothing to do but sit around, wait for their seasons to start. So these players are pretty aware that, you know, there is a big stage and there's sometimes some pressure that goes with that.
And you brought up the Gators O-line and the Canes O-line. Is that what it is? We talked about it. That's kind of the narrative. But is that what it is after you've done the studying where it's which one of these O-lines can hold up the best to give the quarterback a chance to make plays?
Exactly. I would put it almost exactly the same way, except I think which offensive line will be overwhelmed the less, because I think they're going to get whipped. There's going to be moments where they look bad. You know, you'll get one Gator offensive lineman that really played any meaningful snaps in the bowl game against Michigan. So they're not all young, but they're not very experienced together. And I think that, you know, Miami's, you know, Garvin's had a massive camp. He's unblockable. Trevon Hill will help. I think that Rousseau, you got some young freaks that they'll rotate in there. and get at the quarterback on third down. I like Jonathan Ford inside. I think that Naruka, the transfer from UCLA, can help him. I think they're, and I think obviously the linebackers at the Canes speak for themselves. Yeah. So I think they're going to make Florida's O-line look bad at times, but can they do it often enough to really rock Frank's world, prevent the deep shots? Miami's offensive line's not going to, they're not going to, you know, move the Gators around and create these long drives either. I'd be surprised if DJ Dallas has creases to run through, but hey, I could be wrong.
I don't know what you're hearing, Crowder, but I'm hearing a lot of code for I love the Miami Hurricanes and those Gators better look out. I don't
didn't hear any of that.
I'm reading between the lines. I don't know about you, Chris.
I love the Canes punter. I got to
hang out
with
Headley. That guy is great, right?
That dude is awesome. I love all the Aussies fellas because I go down to Australia for tennis right after the football season, and I always speak to that camp of kickers. And these are some hard scrabble dudes who are trying a new sport because they've all played Aussie football. They're all good athletes. They can all kick with either foot. And then they cast their lot. They get a free education. They go halfway around the world, and they start over. Here's a 24-year-old dude who's lucky enough to land in Miami. And ink everywhere, just a really interesting but a smart, cerebral guy too. But I asked him, you know, I said, I don't know if you call these individual tattoos. It's kind of all just one. They all kind of just blend together from – like neck to ankle, but is there one? And he goes, yeah, I have a favorite. It's the cow being abducted by the alien spaceship. Is there anything else you have to say?
He's an interesting bird.
Is there anything else you have to say about the dude that he has a tattoo of a Hereford cow getting abducted by a spaceship? Lewis, on his arm.
Lewis Headley is the punter Chris Fowler's talking about. He's an Australian kid. Says he's 24. He could easily be 30. But you know, you see what Chris Fowler did there? It was essentially the, well, she's got a nice personality. Because I'm like, I'm hearing a lot of hype about the Canes. And he said, well, I do like their punter. That took a direction.
That was not a conscious gear shift right there at all. I just, you know, one of my takeaways from the practice field of Coral Gables, hanging out with Jimmy Johnson, hearing him tell old stories. He had me rolling. He's the legend. And he's still a huge college football fan. He and Bradshaw, all they do on Saturdays is watch college football as they're getting ready for the Fox NFL show. So, you know, he had me rolling with old stories about his early days in coaching and, you know, that and the cow abducted by the spaceship. Those were two strong takeaways from practice for me.
Hey, Chris, everybody down here is excited. I actually don't like that Manny Diaz went to Miami because I believe him as a coach. He's going to still recruit. He's going to get Miami back on top where they should be, and the Florida teams will be there. What's that transition for a D.C. to head coach? Like, how difficult is that transition? Because we love Manny. Manny had that top defense, the turnover chain defense. Like, everybody knows Manny Diaz's name, but we've never seen him on the sideline as a head coach. Is that a hard transition for him to make week one against the Gators?
I think it can be. I can't speak from experience. I know he's taken it seriously. He's taken some steps to try to get ready, Channing. He ran the scrimmages like they were games so he could practice his head coach game management. You know, typically when you scrimmage, as you know, but fans may not, the one offense will go and they'll take a few reps. If they go three and out, they'll go right back out there. But he didn't do that. If they punted, boom, out comes the number one defense against the number two. He ran it like it was a real game so he could get a sense of the flow and what his responsibilities were going to be like, you know, clock management, decision making. I think he's still heavily involved in the defense. I think he's going to let Dan Enos run the offense and do the play calling. But I think that it is a transition. Everybody that's made that transition says it. I do think it's a little easier that he's not going to be calling the defenses on a play-by-play basis. He's going to be involved. But listen, he's a smart dude, a lot of respect, former ESPN production assistant, as you probably know. So I love the background. I love the outside-the-box thinking. I believe in him. He's a great fit at Miami. I like him a lot, so I do wish him success. But I think there's an adjustment. We'll see. You know, we'll find out. I think if anybody can make adjustments on the fly, I think it's him.
Chris, on the way out, we have awesome texters and interaction with our show, so they wanted to wish you a happy 31st birthday because we heard it was your birthday, so happy 31st, Chris.
Thank you. I was 4 years old when I was hired by ESPN. It was a very controversial hire at the time. So
it panned out well for them, though. It panned out well for them.
I put this in football terms. I put a riddle out there on Twitter, and I never want to overestimate the intelligence of my followers because they follow me after all, right? So, but I said, here's a riddle. Yesterday I was Lawrence Taylor. Today I'm Tom Jackson. Now, for football fans, immediately, especially a linebacker, you're going to get that right away. I mean, a lot of people had no idea, but that was my way of announcing that it meant that today was anything. So, and most people did get it. So take your pick. I'm either Carl Banks or Jack Lambert on deck.
Well, we do appreciate you sharing your birthday with us today. Chris Fowler will be on the call tomorrow night in Orlando, ESPN, the Hurricanes, and the Gators. And we are looking forward. We have been talking about this for a long time. We are looking forward to it. So have a good call tomorrow night, Chris.
Tell me about it. Week zero is here. Here we go. We'll do it again. We'll do it again sometime. I enjoyed it, fellas.
There you go. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris Fowler there. It was worth the wait, huh? It was a couple-day wait, but it was absolutely worth the wait.
He sounds was just excellent. Like it does on TV.
Man, he's got that Canes swagger.
Yes, what?
He's expecting a Canes ass kicking.
That's what you gathered from that?
You didn't get that?
Come
on,
man.
Is that what you heard, Solana?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking about normally Friday at this time we go Freaks Come Out at Night, Houdini. Not today, baby. Not today, Jack. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Crank it up, Solana. A little rocky like a hurricane. We did what I believe, as someone texted in just moments ago, you have done the Lord's work this week. Last couple weeks, we have done the Lord's work. Chris Fowler, Gino Toretta, Mark Richt, Jared Payton, Michael Irvin, Brock Berlin. Crank it up for a sec, Solana. Tomorrow night's going to be here before you know it, Crowder. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Crowder is in his car right now. He had to leave a touch early. He is headed to Pahokee U School and Pahokee tonight. I know Crowder is listening. He's got the shakes.
He's scurred.
He's nervous, as he should be. Amber's nervous. Zach Kranz is nervous. All the Gators fans around here, nervous.
Even Rashad Butler,
who's a Cane.
Traitor.
I ain't calling him traitor. You call him traitor.
Huh?
Crank it up, Solana! It is coming to you on Saturday night, Gator fans! You will not be able to stop the punishment once it begins to be unleashed all over your Gator ass. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. That place is going to be packed with Miami Hurricanes fans. Solana and his brother are heading up to Orlando right after the show. I got a text from our IT guy, Laz. He was like at the rest stop up in Fort Drum or whatever, and a bunch of Hurricanes fans there. People were texting me during the show that heading up to Orlando, the turnpike is littered with cars with Hurricanes flags and whatnot. And I don't think it's headed south from Gainesville the same way. I think people are going to be very impressed with the way the Hurricanes represent up in Orlando. What a week of shows. I'm telling you, I'm as proud of the week of shows that we did as anything that I've done in radio. Really, a couple weeks of shows. Lee Sterling was on with us today, professional sports handicapper. and Chris Fowler there from ESPN. You just heard Michael Irvin, the playmaker, called us from Disney World today with his family. If you missed that interview, I highly recommend you listen to it on the podcast. You can go to radio.com, search Hockman and Crowder. If you can subscribe to the podcast, it's free. We would appreciate it. Or go to Apple Podcasts, search Hockman and Crowder. But if you missed the Michael Irvin interview, he brought it strong. And if you missed it, you want to hear it. He was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. No, 3 o'clock hour today, I guess, right? About 3:30 this afternoon. So if you missed any of those, go to radio.com, search up Hockman and Crowder. Go to Apple Podcasts, search up Hockman and Crowder. I hit everything, Solana?
I think you're missing just one more thing, Hawk.
One more time! Just to get you in the mood for your drive to Orlando, where we do the Gator Chomp on all those Gator fans. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, by the way. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And I'm very excited to see the debut of the Touchdown Chain. Very excited. I want to see the Touchdown Chain. I want to see the Turnover Chain. It is going off tomorrow night. Cannot wait. Go Canes. Everybody have a great weekend. We will speak with you victorious, in victorious fashion. Hurricanes fans, or Hurricanes fans, it depends on things. We will speak with you on Monday from Twin Peaks. Have a safe weekend. Go Canes. It's all about the you. It's a you thing and you wouldn't understand. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane. We got some Canes over here. Whoosh, whoosh. We'll speak with you el lunes. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits. Shut the hell up. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Know when to walk away and know when to run.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.